reach the
Welcome to the show. My name's Dave, a.k.a. Shrill Collins, and this is A Fistful of Podcasts from fistfulofpodcasts.com. Back for another great week. Let me introduce you, as usual, to my co-host, all the way from Marina Sparks area, and up first we have one Mr. Andrew Bergevin.
I don't have a joke, and I'm scared of clowns now.
Why don't you have a joke?
Because I didn't come up with one.
Pennywise took all the humor from our lives.
Pennywise took my jokes.
Are the two related?
Yeah.
It isn't out yet, is it?
It is. We went inside.
What? Oh, was it good?
And it was good.
All right. Also, there next to Andy, we have one Mr. Adam J. Hubbard Esquire.
Andy said he was going to be a dancing clown for me now.
No, I'm not a dancing clown. I cannot get my legs out that far.
I'm interested in seeing the new It, but I'm not interested in all the clown shit that it's going to bring back to popular culture.
Yeah.
Also, in my studio, we got Chris over there on the couch running the soundboard.
Clever girl.
Just like It said.
Wow.
Just like in the movie.
Yeah. He was like, everyone's a clever girl down here. I was like, whoa.
Then he got attacked by velociraptors. It was really weird. The movie was short.
We're all
thunder lizards down here.
So, guys, recently I've been having a lot of strangers try and add me on Facebook, and every time I talk to them, they've been bots 100% of the time.
Well, yeah, David.
How were bots able to function on Facebook?
I don't know.
How does that work?
But I have no idea, but their AI is really easy to break because they start asking you things, and I'll ask them like, hey, what's up? Or do I know you? And they're like, no, and the first few responses actually make sense. But then when they start asking me about myself and they're like, hey, what do you do? And I told this woman, oh, I'm a Somali pirate. and she says, oh, what do you do for fun? And I said, I pillage and plunder and I kill all these motherfuckers, you know, and shit. And she's like, whoa, that's cool. Do you want to come over? And I'm like, okay, block.
All right, who would invite a Somali pirate to their house? Yeah,
this is unrealistic.
Well, here's the thing. I do take back, because there was one person who was a real person, but I treated like a robot, and they got angry at me.
Well,
what did they want?
I don't even know what they wanted. The thing was, she added me, and I'm like, hey, do we know each other? And she's like, I don't think so. And I'm like, well, what the fuck is going on here?
Like, why are you... And I hate it when you, like, you get an invite, and it's because somebody's just trying to pad out their Facebook.
Yeah, I and I think that may have been what this was, because I was talking to her, and I was like, okay, so I looked at her page, and, like, before April, she wasn't on Facebook. So that, like, gave me a real thing. And so I started grilling this person and acting like an insane person to her. And I'm like, oh, it's weird that you were, you know, Facebook's been around a long-ass time. Like, what took you so long to join the party? She's like, oh, I had to get off for a while for, you know, mysterious reasons.
And then she said, if you click this link, you'll be able to get off for a while.
Both for mysterious reasons.
What's happening?
No, it's like back in the day when you would AOL dial up yourself some porn, and the little pop-up window would appear, and it'd be like a picture of a lady, and it'd be a little chat thing, and be like, hi, I'm right down the street from you. And you'd be like, how the hell do you know that? And be like, I only show my butthole on stream, so just go ahead and click here.
I love how clunky the first emails were, like the spam emails, because I remember getting those like to my Juno account.
Wow.
And it would be like, hey, I'm a local woman looking for, you know, and I'm like, what's that local?
I'm the opposite gender of you, and I'm looking for some action.
Yeah, unless she was a news anchor, like, and she was like, ah, this just in, local woman looking for night out on the town. Like, who talks like that?
Butt stuff.
And they always wanted butt stuff.
Okay, I'm looking at my spam email. This one is from ?beta?q?f. It says, special proposal. Proposal. I am Captain Haggard.
Wow.
And I have a special proposal that will do you good. Contact me on... Capt Haggard Vasquez 528.
So how are you gonna respond?
I don't know
how you can pass that up.
Yeah, I mean, that offer and or explanation was really great.
Well, every once in a while I'll still get the Danger Carson emails.
Really?
Yeah.
That's like, so weird.
Every once in a while, I'll look in there to see if they've checked in on me. And they try and like sell me on like funeral services and stuff last time I checked.
What?
It's really weird.
Well, here, okay, David, I got one. This is from okay. Lark. Lark Sodja. Hot girl Lark Sodja is missing Glueface Bear. Hey, man, my boy. Winky face. I found your photos on Facebook. You are rogue.
Wow.
Okay. The
kids these days.
My name is Lark, and I don't live far away from you.
That's just vague enough to keep me interested.
I'm so H0 orny. But no one wants to F till DCK my tight little PU money money. Why?
I can't imagine why. She seems like she has such a lovely personality.
Oh my god. Maybe I should. We could probably get some good ones here on the show email.
It's nothing but spam bots.
Would you like to hear from a lovely young woman, I assume, named Boomika?
Boomika.
Mm-hmm.
Boomika.
Sexy
of the
view.
23rd century.
Sexy view my 15 private photos. Not safe for work.
Why only 15? I'm not paying for any less than 20 photos.
Hope this isn't your work email because you're going to get fired.
Uh-oh. Be buyer beware. There's the two names that come up the most are Amanda and Olga.
Olga? That sounds like a big woman.
Yeah, but she does say super horny, can't wait anymore.
We should start compiling these statistics to see what names are most likely to get sent to us.
Yeah, I mean, the majority of these are Amanda or Olga. There's one from Kohl's. I bet I got some Kohl's cash, guys.
But
that one seems real. Keep that one.
Getting back to the Facebook thing. I fucking hate it when I get a random thing. It's like, oh, yeah, I know your second cousin twice removed, and it said that I might know you, so I'm adding you. Like, no, you're not.
Yeah, I don't even add people that request to be friends with me that I do know all the time.
I have so many people of Jeff's friends, family, whoever, that have friended me since he came here, and they're all in Chinese.
Yeah, FYI, they're... Jeff is the new exchange student.
Oh, yeah, Jeff's the new exchange student. Have no idea who majority of these people are, because they're all
Jeff
just Chinese
Bridges
symbols.
Is your exchange student.
Yeah, the dude.
The dude.
Seems like a pretty chill roommate.
A lot, sometimes you'd get a Trung posting stuff on Facebook where it's all loopy letters and...
where it's all being
loopy.
Stuff.
Loopy letters.
Yeah, it's all in curly Q's and wingdings. Oh, their language is so fucked up.
I assume that's what they use down in Vietnam.
Yeah, Vietnamese is just wingdings and Microsoft Word.
Yeah.
I always wondered where that came from.
If you look closely, one of their letters is just a smiley face. Oh man. Okay, so check this out. This week I had to go to the bank to drop off some checks for work or whatever. So
yeah,
I go in there and so I pull in and these two old women are like waddling through the parking lot super slow. So I like charge in there and get a parking spot real fast to try and beat them in, and I miss it by like an inch. So, you know, they're both walking like marionettes being controlled by an arthritic puppeteer.
That sounds horrifying.
Yeah, it was. And so I'm waiting in line, and they're like, they gave a huge buffer between themselves and the person in front of them. Meanwhile, the woman behind me is like sniffing the back of my goddamn neck.
Yeah, you like what you smell there?
Yeah, so you know, people are going in and out. There's the guy doing his entire day's, year's, lifetime's worth of banking, and he's like signing shit and passing it back and forth. One of the stories, I get up there, these old broads are in the teller next to me, and they're like, okay, I need $400 in ones.
What?
And the woman is like, oh, you mean $400 in $100 bills, four 100s? She's like, no, $400
no.
in $1 bills.
We're going to Thunder from Down Under.
Go to that show, Hunks.
Well, that was weird enough, but then she tags it by saying, and I need a 20 in a 10 and 2 5s.
What?
Whenever I go to the bank, I ask for $2 bills, but that's the extent.
Well, so you guys go to the real bank. You don't just walk up to me and say, how much money can I get back? Oh, only $40? Well, I think then I will separate my 10 item transaction into 10 transactions, getting $40 each time. After he made this. He was like, I'm going to do this. I was like, you can do it twice. What do you mean? You got to give cash. I was like, I don't have to give you shit.
And that's like a courtesy. Like, there's banks all over the goddamn place.
I was like, we have an ATM. It's like, yeah, but they'll charge me $3.
Yeah, but also get the fuck out of my face. So, counterpoint.
You forgot about that part.
Yeah, I don't even have the amount of money you want in my drawer.
You should have palmed his face and gave him a shove backwards and be like, next.
Should click get off your light on your aisle next time.
Yeah. We're taking closed. This one outside. Oh, my God. Oh, so, and also speaking of Facebook, you know that Facebook has like a, essentially like a Craigslist on it,
yeah,
where you can sell.
I hate it because sometimes I'll get on the app and it'll be like, new for you. And I click on the marketplace and it's like, hey, man, I got these old tires. Y'all want them?
Yeah, it's so weird. And there's no limit to what people can or cannot post. So this week I was looking through, I'm like, wonder what's people are selling near my house. And there is a woman, and I took a screenshot of it. There's a woman selling a box of Raisin Bran.
Oh, I saw that.
Yeah, for 50 cents.
I mean, that's a good deal.
Yeah,
And what does it say? It's like, oh, I accidentally bought the wrong brand, and my kids won't eat this one.
Here, it says, cereal post Raisin Bran, 50 cent. My family prefers Kellogg's one. It was a grocery mistake. And I'm like, bitch, it's 50
the same
cents?
Fucking thing.
Not only is it the same thing, but is 50 cents worth your goddamn time of posting the ad and then taking, meeting someone in a parking lot to exchange 50 cents for a box of fucking Raisin Bran?
Yeah, you're taking a huge loss on this.
Yeah. That was probably $3.50 for the box. Fucking
all the time and gas and stuff spent toting this box around.
Yeah. We're cleaning out one of our closets and I found a bunch of Legos and we have a place here that buys them. They gave me $50 and it still wasn't worth my time to have driven out all the way over.
Yeah. That's the thing, man. Legos is one of those things where it's startlingly expensive if you haven't looked in a while, but then they're practically worthless as soon as you buy them.
David, the place had all these mini, the little minifigures. I didn't see a single one lower than $7.
Wow.
Holy shit. So that's the thing. You can go to an artisan shop and buy Legos that way. But if you try and find them on Craigslist or whatever, it's like, oh, here's 9 gallons of Legos, and here it's $10. Please, get it the fuck out of here.
I had a big old thing of Legos that I sold to a kid's store around here. But I put them on Craigslist, and the only responses I got were like, hey, go ahead and ship me those, and I'll send you a money order.
Oh, yeah.
I told you that happened when I tried to sell my mattress in Florida.
Yeah, I remember you guys' as Craigslist scams. Or getting scammed.
Immediately, I was like, no.
We almost got
scammed. And the guy was like, so when are we going to do this? He kept on getting back at me, so when are we going to do this thing? We're not.
I said no.
Oh, but then by then, the emails had changed, and they talked about meeting in a truck stop bathroom.
Yep.
Hey, man, when are we going to get this thing done? The other side of that glory hole sure is cold and lonely.
Give you an HJ for some Legos.
Just a cold breeze blowing through that glory hole.
This is a little tumbleweed. Oh, lonely old glory hole.
This here glory hole hadn't been used in so long, it's dusty.
Oh, my God. Okay, and so also check this out. This pissed me off to an insane degree. So things at work have been really crazy because our system is full of bugs recently for whatever reason. And so one day this week, my boss, she's like, oh, you know what? I'm going to buy us pizza for lunch. You and me, we're eating pizza and it's on me. I'll buy us a pizza and we'll eat it for lunch.
Pizza.
And
I said,
great.
Best friends.
She says, yeah, I saw this thing. It's $11 at Papa John's for two toppings. I'm going to get it and we'll eat it. And I say, great. She goes, okay, I know you don't like mushrooms, so we can get pepperoni and what? And I said, okay, black off. She's okay. She picks up the phone. Beep, beep, beep. Yeah, I would like to place an order for pickup. Yeah, what, that extra large deal that's $11? I want the two toppings with pepperoni and black olives.
I know something is going to go wrong here by your tone of voice.
She goes, okay. You know what? Put mushrooms on there, too.
He was so pissed when he came home from work.
She asked me. She's like, I know you don't like mushrooms. And then
I know you hate mushrooms, but David.
Hold on. The thing was, the reason she was doing this was because the pizza was $11. Because she's cheap. She's like, this is an $11 pizza. So when she added the mushrooms, it went from 11 to 14. So it cost her $3 to fuck me over. And then she's like, you're going to eat a lot of this pizza, I hope. And I said, bitch, I ain't eating a goddamn slice.
You can't just pick off the mushrooms
on there.
You can pick them off.
They put them underneath.
They put
them
under the cheese, number one. I'm not going to pick stuff off. I'm not going to pick stuff off my pizza like I'm a goddamn 8-year-old.
Oh my God.
Plus, she fucked me over, Adam. That would be like, hey, Adam,
you
want to
pay for the pizza?
I would be mad too. If somebody came in and said, I got a special treat for you. I know you don't like this, but I'm putting it in your face anyway.
Yeah. I'm just kidding. It's a special treat for me.
And, but that's the thing. I would not have been mad if she was like, I'm going to order myself a pizza and then I'll take it home for me and my son to eat later. No, she said, I'm going to buy you a pizza and I know you don't like mushrooms.
She could have just put it on half.
That would, yeah, that, exactly. I wasn't going to eat the whole goddamn.
See, and I went into work the other day and there was a, like a, thanks for working during Burning Man sign. Oh. And on the fridge, it said hot dogs in fridge. I was like, oh, they got like somebody cooked up hot dogs and we can microwave them. I opened it up. There's buns, ketchup, and uncooked hot dogs.
Take one home for you to eat later.
Yeah, make it and take it. Oh, well, you know, I guess it's the thought that counts. And since there was no thought behind that, you got
the sign on
over.
The fridge said hot dogs in fridge, and the sign inside the fridge said grill out back, get to work.
The sign on the hot dog said not cooked. Oh, my God. But that's the thing, man. She is doing all this, like my boss is doing all this crazy shit, I feel, just to piss me off.
Yeah.
I feel like that's why most people in the world do anything. Just to piss you off.
To you.
Yeah. I'm not making, like, this wasn't like a perceived slight. She was buying us a pizza.
Okay, this one strikes a little closer to home than most of them.
This is the nail on the head, Adam!
It is on the roof.
Yeah, this is the nail coming squarely down on my head. By the
Dude,
hammer.
I got you something special. You don't like mushrooms, right? And you're like, yeah, and she just hands you a package of portobello's, like, here's a snack.
It is a mushroom.
Get it? I hate you.
I want you to quit.
It's got no doors and no windows. Anyway, bye. Oh, my God. Yeah, so that almost made me lose. Okay, and then today...
Y'all I'm going to make me lose my mind.
Sitting at work. It's boring. Same as always. Jeff sends me a text on Facebook Messenger. He says, oh, there's water coming out of the fridge. I'm like, huh? And then he sends me an emoji of a minion that's like stressed out.
Oh, he must have sent you the same exact thing as me.
Yeah. And then he sends me a picture of this puddle of water. And I come home and the filter in the refrigerator had frozen and burst.
Yep.
And oh, fun.
Water not only was in the kitchen, but it leaked under the wall and got into the hallway in front of the studio.
Oh, no.
All the way to the studio.
Did you fix your problem?
Yeah. I'm just worried about black mold and it getting into my lungs and then dying.
Oh, you don't have to worry about that. It's already there.
Yeah, I mean, that is like one step away.
Yeah. I mean, all mold needs is water and like to be in a wall.
Yeah, I think he said that to
all
you.
All black mold needs is water and for good men to do nothing.
Because I was grocery shopping and I didn't get it. And then all of a sudden I look at my phone and there's like six messages. And he's like, help!
Yeah, and I was like, oh, crap.
I'm like, okay.
Then you get home, open the door. It's like one of those things where the house is filled up with water and it comes pouring
it flies out.
Yeah, I was holding on to the doorknob as the water is trying to whisk me down the street.
Well, I was like, well, put towels on it. He sent the picture. I'm like, put some towels on it.
That's what I told him.
He's like, okay.
Oh, right, towels.
Yeah, so I burned rubber all the way here, and luckily, I think we got it in time. So
I was cleaning it out, and I was taking all the food out, and all of a sudden, the filter turns on, and water just sprays everywhere, and I'm like, oh my God! I'm like holding up this thing. I'm like, Jeff, give me some towels.
It was a nightmare.
Jeff, go for help.
It's like when I constantly tell my wife, please don't put your coffee grounds down this side of the sink.
It will
clog up. And then I get home and there's all the stuff from under the sink is wet and and on the counter. I'm like, what happened? She goes, I don't know. It's just very wet down there. I was like, okay, we'll figure this out. Turn on the dishwasher. And as the dishwasher starts to drain, the little air thing that's right next to my faucet goes bloop, bloosh. To which I'm like, ah, shit, we're really fucked. Like, I don't know how to fix any of this. I get online and it's like, okay, now take a roll of paper towels and put it over there. And now put your mouth on it and blow really, really hard.
Did it work?
It did.
Oh.
What a sage advice from that hillbilly.
Was it YouTube or did you read it like that?
It was YouTube.
Yeah, old-timey remedies.
He was reading it on WikiHow, but he was imposing me.
Have you ever, like, you look up how to do something, you see a WikiHow article, and you're like, I am not going to risk this.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. Like, that's why I never tried anything on my own before YouTube, because it's one thing to read about it, but I would rather see someone do it. Because,
and believe them.
Yeah, because then you can be like, okay, because you're watching the video, like, yeah, that obviously worked, because he did it. But
they're just really good at photo manipulation.
Yeah, there's like their hands are cut out and it's a big square boulder or a border where like it's somebody else doing the work.
Let's see.
This seems plausible.
I love WikiHow. How to podcast.
Oh, let's see what WikiHow. We're doing wrong.
And that's always like the worst articles in the fucking world. Four ways to start your own podcast.
There's four ways?
I can only think of one.
Determine the nature of your podcast. Choose your product.
This is all like the same components of the one way.
Yeah, I feel like this is four steps for the same thing.
Pick
yeah.
your software.
Buy a microphone or something.
No
and
words.
I love the drawing. This guy is a caveman with really luxurious hair.
Is number four, don't worry about the quality.
People will listen.
Yeah, because I think that's the unwritten rule, at least.
It's true. No, number four is tag it, give it ID information, and give it album art.
Then breathe life into it.
Yeah, tag that ass. Be like, hashtag podcast.
Best podcast.
Hashtag podcast.
Like, when you're searching for a podcast with hashtags, where is that happening?
Twitter.
Well,
Facebook. Does Facebook do hashtags? Because I see people do them all the time.
Well,
but
they're doing it on Instagram and sharing it to Facebook is probably what they're doing.
Or their Twitter and Facebook accounts are linked, and so they put it in Facebook with a hashtag, and then there you go.
But nobody, I don't need to see your soup. Hashtag soup.
Hashtag it, you know. That's the thing. If you wanted to go online, like to Instagram, and find soup, I wouldn't even put the hashtag. I would just
hashtag
type
straw food.
I would just type soup.
Hashtag not a meal.
Hashtag really watery.
Hashtag lentils.
Hashtag wish it were stew. Also hashtag wish it were Stuart Little.
Aww.
Hasta, it's hashtag it's not pronounced Fagioli.
Hasta.
Hashtag what happened to Martin Short.
Hashtag what was this about? Oh,
I'm
man.
Old and on Twitter. I'm lost.
Hashtag my soup is cold now.
No, guys, something occurred to me, and I want to see if you went through this. When you were young, did you ever attempt to run away from home?
I thought about it once or twice.
Like, even like as a young child, did you do anything that you considered running away from home but actually wasn't?
No. I don't think so.
No.
Really? Maybe it was just me. Okay, so maybe this was just me and my cries for attention as a child. But
probably.
I was feeling ignored or something. So I wrote a note that says, I'm running away forever or something like that. And my dad was sitting at his computer or his ham radio or whatever. And I put the note silently, like I didn't say a word. I just put it on the table that he was working on. I walked out of the room and I went into the laundry room and turned the lights out and went under the behind a big thing of beans.
Well, I'm away now.
Yep. No, this is life.
Where we live.
I thought, this is life now. I'm going to live in here.
This is it.
The beans are my god now.
But you forgot to bring a can opener.
Yeah. My cries for attention were maybe a little overdramatic. But that's the thing. I eventually got fed up because no one came looking for me. And I went in there and he didn't even look at the note.
Well, you were so silent.
Well, I did it in front of his face.
He glanced at it and was like, yeah, he's with the beans again.
It's like, oh, another, that's growing up with a mentally ill child. Another one of these ridiculous cries for attention. He crumbles and throws it in the garbage. But that's the thing. When you look over at the garbage can, it was just full of those notes, like exploding over like a volcano of my sadness.
I'm running away forever. Yeah. Slip it under the door and it goes straight into the shredder.
Yeah, later I just made a template and I just printed off on Microsoft Word.
What may concern? The underlined David.
Yeah, it was a form letter that I could just like fill in the details for and be like, see ya suckers, and then go hide in the pantry. So you guys never ran away from home? I can't, like, did you ever do anything like to get back at your parents? Like, because I know for me, running away was like, I'm not getting enough attention. Like, did you ever do anything to, like, get back at your parents? Like, not.
I was terrified of my mother. If I did anything to get back at her or run away, she would find me and kill me.
There'd be hell to pay.
Yeah, you've met my dad, so.
Yeah. I guess since my parents weren't super strict about anything, that's probably why. Maybe I wanted to be treated like one of these kids.
I was never
like a third world child.
Anything.
Yeah.
David's life needed discipline.
Yeah.
I had a sleepover at my house once.
When she was 25.
Now I will allow it.
I was like, I don't know, 13 or something, and I had like four girlfriends over, and we had to go into my room and go to sleep at 9 o'clock because my parents had to go, or my dad gets up early or something. And it was so Terrible.
That would have been embarrassing.
We never did that again, and I always slept over at my my best friend's house from then on out. Like, every weekend, I wouldn't be home.
That's one thing I kind of miss about being a kid, is like falling asleep at somebody else's house and not having to worry about like your house or your dogs back home.
My job.
Yeah. I remember like in junior high, I'd sleep over at Sean's house sometimes when we fall asleep on the couch and
we'll talk for hours.
Eventually, like, his dad was like, oh, you can't sleep on the couch anymore. You got to go to your room, and he can sleep on the floor or watch TV or whatever. But you can't sleep on the couch down in the living room. And we're like, oh. And he's like, why? And he's like, oh, you know, you're getting grease all over the couch from your faces.
Yeah, you're greasy faces.
You're disgusting men now.
And I was like, oh, okay. And then when we got back to Sean's room, he's like, that's not it. He's like, they just like to walk around naked in the morning. I'm like, oh, no.
What?
I'm like, why not just say that? I'd rather not see that.
Gross.
Yeah, that's...
No, it's just in your brain. Sean's dead. Hanging brain. Yeah. Sitting on the couch where you're resting your head.
I never saw him do it, but yeah, maybe his... Well, no, I wouldn't rest my head on the seat.
No matter how hard David tried, he never saw it.
Well, sleeping over at Sean's house here was always weird because his mom was always super late. And his stepdad, now we know he was high all the time.
Yeah.
And his mom.
But, like, when he got home, we had to go upstairs because his dad would just sit down, turn on the news, and be in the same spot for, like, 5 more hours.
Yeah. And it's weird. Like, and that's another thing that you don't get anymore either. Is, like, when you were a kid, you could spend the night at your friend's house and see how the family actually functions when they're, like, your welcome has been worn out and they start acting like they normally do.
I remember having like co-ed sleepovers when I used to go to my best friend's house.
Ooh.
She'd have a party. So my best friend at the time, her mother...
Who did the educating?
Shut up. Her mother was like a real... Like, she wanted to live her daughter's life through... Like, she just wanted the best for her. So she would have parties at her house. Like, she would have alcohol and stuff. And we were like 15. And they'd be like, yeah, anybody can just crash wherever. And I'm like, so you boys are sleeping over?
I'm one of the good parents. If they're going to get drunk, at least they'll be under my supervision. And she's like 9 martinis deep.
We used to play beer pong with screwdrivers.
Where's the goddamn vermouth?
I took my alcohol training just the other day.
Uh-huh.
And I had to watch these videos, and one of them was like, don't serve alcohol to minors. And like, there's this guy, and he's like, I think I'll have a glass of wine, and I'm going to get one for my son, too. And the guy goes, can I see your son's ID? He goes, what the fuck? Why would you need to see his ID? I'm the one ordering it. He's like, because your son is like 12?
Yeah, just because you order it, like, he still can't drink it.
Right.
Can I get a little crystal meth? It's not for me.
It's for my son.
Oh,
you see,
okay then.
He's not old enough to buy his own meth.
Well, okay, so hold on. Back to the other thing. Like, when did you ever have a friend when you were growing up who was poor, and every time you would go over there, you didn't realize it, maybe?
No,
really.
I knew
we were all
were
pretty
poor.
Middle class.
See, I had a couple of poor friends, and every time I went over there, I was always disgusted at one specific thing that both of them did.
I mean, you did go over to Brian Anderson's house before.
I did. Well, like,
not to spend the night, but...
Well, no, he was like, come hang out at my place. And he was kind of the big fat guy that nobody wanted to hang out with, but I felt really bad for him. So I went over to his house, which was 2 trailers welded together.
Now, okay, so this may prove a theory, because in the 2 poor kids I hung out with, they did this one thing. The milk in their refrigerator never had a cap.
What?
Yeah. Did your guy do that?
I wasn't there long enough. I was there for maybe 30 minutes before I was like, I'm going to die in this place.
Do they have to air it out? Like, why?
I don't know. I just remember that, like, they were the most disgusting families I'd ever met. And
you gotta let those milk tannins breathe.
Yeah. And there was always, the cap was just gone. It wasn't like fallen and in the refrigerator. It wasn't on the floor. It wasn't on the counter anywhere.
It
had evaporated.
Out.
Yeah, they
Somebody
were just
lost
like
the good milk cap.
Yeah, like as soon as they bring it home from the grocery store, they crack that baby open and throw the lid directly onto maybe the floor, because I know they were using garbage.
Imagine, and did you have some of that milk, David?
No.
Because the only reason I can think of that you would need the cap off of that thing
easy
is that
access.
You need to chug from that jug at a moment's notice.
Yeah, that's why I never drank a drop of that shit. Even
I
as a kid.
Now.
even as a kid, I was like grossed out by things, and that was like setting off so many alarm bells. I was like, no, thank you.
Well, there was a... I had a couple friends that lived right down the street from me, and they were like, hey, why don't you stay the night? And I was like, okay, I come over. And their mom was going through menopause. And like she goes, oh, look, it's a full moon out tonight. And her husband looks at the calendar and goes, nah, real full moon's tomorrow. And it turned into a thing. Like, we went and stayed at my house instead.
What?
She started screaming and like, you never fucking believe me.
Andy, run.
But these are the same people. Like, I'd walk in. If you went to their parents' bathroom, the toilet tank had Playboys all over it.
Oh,
there's always a porno in their VCR.
What?
I would just love for that dad to like turn to the kid, like you and your friend, and be like, get to the station wagon, boys. He's like, grab
the
keys.
Panic room.
And rushing out the door. Yeah, I always enjoyed going over to my poor friend's house because it made me feel rich when I got home. Like, we were poor when I was growing up, but these people were poor. And
See, the first time I went to Adam's house, he had two computers, and I was like, what the fuck?
Did I?
You had a laptop that you showed me Castlevania on, and I'd never, not Castlevania, Wolfenstein, and I'd never seen an FPS in my life, and I was like, what is this magic?
I can't. I don't remember having two computers.
Yeah, you had a regular computer and a laptop.
Wow.
And I was like, a laptop? What the hell is this?
What happened to me? I used to be on top of things.
That was one of the things, though, because like computers never were a status symbol thing for me. Because since my dad worked at the power company, whenever they'd get rid of their old machines, they'd be like, hey, you want this old crap? We got new stuff. So we always had computers. Like,
well, I think that's what I think that was the deal at my house, is they came from like my mom's office.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, my brother and I had our own computers, my dad had his, and like he'd bring home laptops and shit. So that was never like a status symbol thing to me. I would always just be like, oh yeah, of course you would have a computer. Like, everybody has a computer.
I mean, it was still technically like it was like a poor loophole.
Yeah.
But that's the
thing. It was hand-me-down computer stuff.
Yeah, but that's the thing. When your friends came over, they could be like, whoa, a fucking computer? This guy must not be that poor.
He's not as poor as I thought.
Dave, did you have one of those friends, and this is, that's Brian again, Brian Anderson, where they'd show up to school in like the same shirt 2 days in a row, but the shirt looked like a moth had been eating holes in it?
Yeah.
And I see people like that at Target all the time.
That's probably where he was practicing with his ninja stars or something, Andy.
Yeah, that's the guy who got arrested for bringing ninja stars and swords to school.
Nice.
Yeah, of course.
Not for any like particular purpose that we know of, but he just had them.
Hey, what do you plan on doing with those, son? I don't know. Well
and he had a big fat gunt that would hang over his belt, and the ninja star pouch, the points would poke through, so he always had like little gashes on the bottom of his belly.
Well, couldn't he feel them? Like, what was going on down there?
I don't know. Maybe like he'd sit down everywhere. Like, I imagine when he took off his pants at the end of the night, he just had, like, it looked like he'd been cutting himself.
God. Maybe it was just constant incentive to lose weight.
It didn't work.
I don't know.
Oops.
But that was the thing, too. I also had rich friends, and to me, like, Sean was rich because his dead stepmom always had like soft music playing in every room of the house, and to me that was like, I don't know why I associated that with like wealth, but for whatever reason, like, they had, you know, food that wasn't necessarily fancier, but I'd never heard of it before.
Had caps
so
on it,
yeah, and I was like, whoa.
they had like a cockatiel.
Yeah, they had an exotic bird, a pool, and I was like, holy fuck, I met a rich kid.
I hit the jackpot. Well,
no, that's exactly like. And the one time we went down to Arizona to hang out with Sean, his dad like paid for everything. He's like, you kids want laser tag? Here, I have like $500.
Yeah, I remember because I was like, wow. Like, I remember being like blown away because Sean's like, oh, we're going to go to the lake and ride my jet skis. And I was like,
yeah,
what?
He took us out on jet skis. I was like, I've never been on a jet ski. What happens if I crash? He's like, eh.
You fall in the water. Yeah, we went out like four or five times, and it was like so. I'm like, I'm fucking hanging with a rich guy, and like, I'm sure like he
wasn't. Why do you keep saying that?
I just kept screaming that when I was. He'd be like driving the thing, and I'd have my arms wrapped around. I'm like, you're rich. You know? It was just nice. Oh, here's another thing that I knew they were rich. They didn't have yellow mustard. All they had was deli mustard.
Ooh, deli mustard.
I was like, oh, fuck, these guys, these mother- yeah, I was like, these guys are brown mustard rich?
They don't even need to put artificial colors in their mustard.
But we can all agree that yellow mustard is just better than deli mustard, right?
True. That's why I was upset. But I was like, at least they're rich, and I'll choke down this crappier mustard.
This chunky mustard.
Well, so, like, when you were kids, what did you guys associate with, like, the upper class? Like, what was the thing you were like, yeah, if I had one of those, like, that's what rich people have.
Two-story houses, I guess. But that was before we moved into a two-story house. Yeah.
For me, it was always like mountain bikes or like a go-kart. If you had a go-kart, you were fucking rich.
Or like, yeah, an ATV or something.
Oh, yeah.
Like my neighbor always had like a bunch of like dirt bikes and stuff.
Oh, yeah. Any like big, if you had a boat, even if it was like a 13-footer, like, you know, was like.
Before we got one, I always said trampoline.
Really?
Kid with a trampoline, man. You go over to their house, it's so much fucking fun. How much did this cost? Probably like $1 million, right? It's that fun.
That definitely does have a cutoff, though, because like around age 11 or 12, you're like, oh, okay, only white trash people have.
My thing was like a finished basement. So back east, everybody has basements. So ours wasn't finished. Like there was still like cement walls and stuff, but there were plans of it being a finished basement.
Nobody has basements around here.
But like my best friend had one. Everybody that I went to their house had a finished basement with like pool tables and stuff. And I was
a man
like
cave.
In heaven.
Oh yeah. If you saw someone with like, if you're one of your friends had a pool table too, you're just like, whoa.
A hot tub. Hot tub was a big one.
Oh yeah, hot tub.
Hot tub.
I remember.
And I used to go over to a friend's house and it'd be like a blizzard outside. We'd be like, let's go hop in the fucking hot tub. This is awesome.
Yeah, I remember when my cousin got a go-kart and I'm like, whoa. And I'm like, how much did that cost you? And he's like $80 or something like that. And I'm like, oh my God. This is back in 1989. Oh man.
Or like if they had a study full of just like bookcases or like an armoire full of like china that you weren't supposed to use.
Yeah,
even if there was streaks on the china.
It never mattered before. Oh yeah, I remember. And like that was a thing too, you always felt super uncomfortable in the rich kid's houses, but like if you broke something in the poor kid's house, you're like, meh, who cares.
You just pick one up.
I hated friends like that where they're like, oh man, I broke your action figure, sorry. Like, are you going to be replacing this?
Der, whoops. No, I meant like if you were horsing around, you like knocked a lamp over, not like you were destroying their toys.
Right.
Or did you ever have one of those friends, like you'd be like, okay, let's play this, it's my favorite board game, and you'd pull out something and then like it'd have cards and the guy's sitting there thinking, going, and like folding the cards back and forth like, ooh, fucker, stop it.
Yeah. I hated letting other kids touch my stuff because I knew they would like bend it the wrong way or something, and I was like, yeah, I'll handle this.
Well, see, and I a long time ago, I was like, I'm a super smart guy. I don't want my nephew to play my Nintendo 64, so I'll take the video cables off.
Okay.
I came home, and my Star Fox game had been erased, because even though there was no cables hooking the video, he fiddled around with the controller for long enough that he erased the thing.
That was an insane coincidence, because that would have had to go through several menus.
Yeah.
No, exactly, and I was like, what the fuck happened? My mom berated me. She's sitting there going, why the hell would you do that? Your nephew has every right to play with your stuff. I was like, no, he doesn't. This is my room.
Yeah, I think the lesson we learned here is take the power cable.
Yeah.
See, and that would have been the smart thing to do.
Just make it look really vindictive and just take like the main console and leave all the cables and merch just like as if they were in the system.
You line up all the cables and maybe like sprinkle a little dust outside the perimeter of the thing.
And the cables, I laid the cables down in such a way that they said no.
in fancy cursive.
Oh, man.
No.
So what else is new with you guys? So work is obviously not getting better, at Andy?
Well, you know, same old, same old. Except that they had me work 7 days in a fucking row, and by the end of it, I wanted to die.
I can see that. Retail is hard to do like more than 4 days in a row.
Well, and I didn't get why they would do that. They know that I deserve a day off.
I deserve it. I'm a millennial.
They know I'm important.
And it was always morning shift, so I had to wake up early, go, and then you stand around for like an hour while nobody comes in.
Yeah.
It's golden time.
Except for weirdos.
What are the
weirdos?
When a guy
comes in, he's like, yeah, I'm going to, you know how you can get like those prepaid Visa cards?
Yeah.
He comes up, buys $1,600. Worth of those with cash.
Wow.
Wow.
I was like, why do you need all these? He's like, oh, it's Not important.
Personal.
Maybe he has the same paranoia my dad has about using a credit card online. He buys everything on the internet, but he doesn't want to use a credit card, so he can't be tracked.
Well, and that's, oh my God, I heard this lady the other day.
Mm-hmm.
When one of the other girls like, hey, do you have banking on your phone? She's like, I would never bank on my phone.
How
they can
dare
see
you?
That.
They can. They. I love this. They. They brought down the Twin Towers. They're monitoring your phone calls. They are like messing with your car when you're not looking. They're always doing that. They do everything.
It's the mysterious they.
Oh yeah, it's the invisible Illuminatis.
Oh man. So I have one class I go to one day a week.
Uh-huh.
And I went in this week and the lady goes, "And you're the only guy here?" And oh my God, it all started happening in slow motion where
no.
There's a girl that looks mannish.
Uh-oh.
And the girl next to me goes, "No, there's one."
Oh, no.
And immediately I was like, "Oh, what the hell?"
That's uh-oh. Worse than mistaking someone for being pregnant.
I would have melted into a puddle if I'd have done that.
I mean, you must have been grateful that the spotlight was like shifting off of you.
Right?
Are you the only boy? And everyone turns like, "No, there's one." Whew! Saved by the
and he slinks back into the shadows.
Yeah. Saved by a mannish girl.
Saved by the gender misidentity.
But like the only grade I've gotten back so far out of 2 weeks so far is from her class, and it's like, and all I did was look at the book. Type up what was in the book and then turn it in. And she's like, "Great voice. I love the spin you put on it." Like, what?
Great voice.
Did you even read this or are you just, what?
Maybe she's hitting on you. You're the only dude in the class. Maybe the only dude she's seen in a while. Mm.
It's true. Yeah. I mean, there's lots of boys outside the classroom.
And you know, next week she'll be like, "Oh, do you play any instruments? You know, because I've been tinkering around with the meat flute, wink, wink." And then, you know,
the dick is great.
Then the next week she's like, "Oh, you know, I've got this job going on, mostly done by hand, wink, wink.
I need someone to come wink, clean out my pool.
I'll teach you a thing or two about fucking, wink, wink."
Roll it out.
I probably didn't need the winks.
Because they're in
this
a teaching
intro to
class.
Education. What I'm educating you about is the clitoris.
Intro to sexual innuendo.
Yeah, that'll be like week 9 or 10 though before she starts dropping stuff like that.
Well, of course.
That's some 300 to 400 level stuff.
I do want some updates, maybe, you know, and see where this leads.
Oh yeah, of course.
To a degree.
Yeah,
I'll send you the Snapchat she's been sending me.
Oh yeah, I want to have like a weird scarlet letter of the show type deal. You're going to be our adulterer.
Let's see. What else
finally.
We had a visit from my curse today when we went to the movies.
Not as bad as I've seen before.
See, that's, I think, well, okay, so what happened?
So, one, if you're going to arrive late to a movie, I don't think you need a fucking flashlight on your phone to get up the aisle.
Once those lights go down, it's pretty dim in there.
Second, when you get to your seat,
when
you've
used your flashlight to find where you're going, you can turn it off.
Like, the movie's starting, and I'm waiting for the scary clown to pull this kid into this grate, and behind me is just like a disco show, like,
like, they'd found the seat, and they're right behind us.
Of course.
And while they were, like, talking and milling about, the flashlight was shining, like, right on our heads.
They couldn't figure out how to turn it off.
Maybe he just like put it down in his lap, like screen side down, so the flashlight's just like doing straight up, like illuminating his face like this. That's a visual joke for all you listeners out there.
Like,
nice.
It was just starting to piss me off, but like as soon as the scary stuff started happening, everything was fine.
Yeah, like I've been to movies with you where it's way worse, like people disrupting throughout the movie.
See, I would just rather wait until it's streaming or on Blu-ray, and I will be in my chair.
But David, the big screen and the big noises, so much fun.
Big feels.
My screen is big. Like, I don't think I'm losing out on anything. Plus, I've got a sound system.
The size of your screen is fine.
Oh, brag about it, Richie Richardson. That's another thing rich kids had was
Listen,
a sound system.
I'm rich as shit. I got speakers and TVs everywhere.
I am very important.
Yeah, sometimes I'll wipe my ass on a TV after I'm done taking a shit.
I'll just throw it away.
Yeah, I'll say, "Oh, what's this? The speaker? Oh, my ass has shit on it." And I'll wipe the shit off my ass with the speaker and throw it away because I know I can get more. And
Krista, bring in the 2-ply flat screens.
He goes, which of our Asian boys will clean this?
When we watch scary movies, one thing I've noticed now, it makes them less scary when the subtitles are on.
Really?
And I kind of like that.
No, yeah, because your eyes are drawn to friendly words.
Yeah.
These words are friendly.
Can you like choose the font so they become more friendly?
Yeah, it's Comic Sans.
Yeah, I put it either in Comic Sans or that bubble script. That and like as the new lines appear, the old ones pop and float away. So it's really interesting. I pay extra for that one.
Each line of dialogue poofs into a cloud of glitter and rainbows.
Yeah, you can pay extra and actually have them like a speech bubbles above the people's heads, but then they're like hitting, then they start knocking their heads into them and they go over. It's really painful.
It's interactive.
Yeah, I'm like, hey man,
like, if he shifts his head very suddenly, the speech bubble goes doink.
Yeah, try to watch Wolverine, he kept popping him. And I'm like, oh, what did it say? Oh, that's the thing though, when you're rich you can afford these things.
I think Adam goes to horror movies with me specifically so he can hear me yell when something bad happens.
Is it
I
ever?
I told you I jumped too.
There was a jump scare today where the thing jumped out and I said "fuck my ass."
See, here's the thing about a jump scare. Like I can understand like a "ah!" or a short exclamation, but like when you're throwing out a whole sentence, that's got to be like conscious. You're doing that consciously.
Nope.
You can't be like, holy shit, fuck that shit. Ah! And they're like, I'm out here. 2.5 minutes later, and the guy's like, what the fuck was up with that? He's like, hey, it was a jump scare.
I was frightened,
it jumped
okay?
Out and I got scared.
I had to read the first paragraph of Ulysses. Oh, man. Yeah, so that's the thing. Maybe that's why I don't... That's the thing I was thinking about myself. I think, do I actually like movies? Because what I don't like to see them very often, but when I start watching them, I'm drawn in immediately. It's just getting over that initial, like, sitting down to watch a movie and, like, committing the hour and a half to 2 hours.
Mm-hmm. See, every time I'm like, okay, the movie's an hour and a half, and I'm just like, Adam's like, that's short. I think of an hour and a half as, like, the perfect time for a movie.
Yeah, pretty normal length. Well,
hour and a half is, like, the short... That's like the shortest length that I would consider a full length movie.
Well, yeah. I think you can go down to like 87 minutes or something, because Lake Placid was 79, 84 with credits. Yeah. But yeah, I don't like 90
I
minutes.
I suppose there's some gray area in there, yeah. But like if it's an hour long, that's TV
Two
shows are an hour long.
Yeah.
Well, see, and that's why I don't like we're supposed to sit down and watch like Daredevil and all that. And I'm like, but each episode is like 47 minutes.
I know. And like I'm trying to get through the Defenders and I'm 3 episodes in. And that's the thing. I'm always like, slog. But then I start playing it and I'm drawn into the story and I can watch a few at a clip. But I don't know if there's any way to cope with getting over that hump of like actually wanting to sit down and commit to that.
That's because you got better things to do with your time than watch Brendan Fraser be charming in The Mummy.
I don't think I do. But I am always watching The Mummy, so you got me there.
It's just always on replay at our house.
Yeah, all the TVs I have, one of them somewhere is always playing The Mummy.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes, Mummy Family, Jeff.
Yeah, sometimes it's in the bathroom, sometimes it's in the living room, you know. It's always
David
there.
David walks in. Jeff, what is this filth on the television? I'm just watching Doctor Strange. We are a mummy family.
It's a goddamn mummy house, and you will abide by my rules.
If only he talked like that.
Yeah, if only he could speak English. That's what's really keeping us apart.
There is a bit of a barrier.
Yeah, like, because he thinks, what was he, he was talking about the dogs. Oh, he's talking about how we own dogs, but he used the word support. He's like, you support 3 dogs?
I guess that's true.
Yeah, I guess, but we just own, like, they're here. It's not like we're,
we're not putting them through college.
You have enough love in your heart to support 3 dogs?
I was like, I guess we support them, but it's not really what you'd consider. I don't know.
I don't support everything they do.
Yeah, I mean, we disagree on a lot of things, but you know, we live together is the thing.
When he text messages issues. Me, when he gets home from school, he says, I go home first. And I'm like, the first time he said that, I was like, what?
Home?
Me go home now.
And I'm like, are you saying that you're home? And he's like, yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh, and like speaking of the refrigerator and the leak or whatever, I was like, Jeff, give me your hair dryer. He's like, okay. And he didn't move. I said, Jeff, go to your room and get me your hair dryer. He says, uh-huh.
And then he walks down
the hall.
The
hair dryer. And I start miming it. I go, hair dryer. It's like, where is it? Go get it for me. And he goes,
get a boy.
So like, I start like forcing him down the hall, and like halfway, it takes him halfway down the hall to be like, oh,
hair dryer.
And I'm like, oh! I said the word hair dryer 9 times. And I mimed it and made the sound.
Maybe it's universal. You were asking him to go blow dry his
hair. Yeah, I was
hair.
Like, go dry your hair. Like, see all this water on the ground? Go get that hair dry, man. Oh, gosh. So, yeah, we're still having...
ruin your perm.
We're still having interactions like that.
That sounds fun.
I don't think it'll ever stop.
I don't think so either. It's every time. You'd be like, hey, you want some pasta? And he's like, huh?
Look, if you didn't want an inarticulate Asian boy, you should have worn a condom.
What?
That's true.
I don't see how those are connected.
Silence, poor person.
I guess I could tell his dad that. Yeah. I'm like, hey, buddy, that would be a real fuck you to go back in time, see you, like, just to get out of having a foreign exchange student, slipping
seems
rubber.
Like
on,
a lot of trouble to go to.
slipping a rubber on the dad. Let me like, hey, gotcha, and like giving a thumbs up toward the camera.
What, just sneaking it in there,
out of it.
So, did I tell you one of my favorite things about working retail now in a grocery store?
Free samples.
Sometimes. about 4 weeks after any major holiday, there's always upset-looking couples coming in and buying multiple pregnancy tests.
Uh-oh. What?
And it'll happen for like a week straight. It's like, oh, look, it was the eclipse. And then 4 weeks after that, there's all these people like, oh, shit.
Yeah, we're going to have lots of eclipse babies.
That is... I can't... because everyone thinks that if they do anything during an eclipse, it makes it special. Like, if you wipe your ass during an eclipse, like, you'll have a charmed asshole or something.
Did we do it during the eclipse?
I don't know if we did it during the eclipse.
I don't think so.
But, like, and it happens with any day off that they get. Like, oh, look, it's a Memorial Day. Let's fuck to remember people.
That's what I was going to ask. Like, is it the big holidays or does it like, go all the way down to, like, the federal ones that no one cares about?
Anytime there's any holidays, that like, 4 weeks later, it's upset-looking people like, oh, shit.
Arbor Day, I want to have a tree baby.
Happy Memorial Day, baby.
Martin Luther King Day.
Only one sailor's going down on this boat, if you catch my drift.
Wink. I could make a joke about seamen.
This submarine's taking a dive.
But that's one of my new favorite things, is the upset pregnant people after holidays.
That's so weird. So how long ago was the eclipse? Did that already happen? I mean, your pregnancy cycle?
No, I don't think it's been a month yet.
Okay. Yeah, that'll be interesting. And then when you're checking them all out and you're like, yeah, eclipse.
Well, it should be only 2 weeks. Because if you're ovulating during that, then 2 weeks later they'd miss their
cycle. Yeah, but you won't know until like the first 6 or 8 weeks for the test.
No.
Whatever. Moral of the story is, Andy, what I want you to start doing is every time someone buys a pregnancy test, say the name of the holiday closest in the past to them and see if they react.
Yeah,
Valentine's.
St. Patrick's Day. We got a Cinco de Mayo in aisle 3.
Columbus Day, you racist.
Columbus Day.
How was your Veterans Day?
President's Day.
National Donut Day.
Today was National Pumpkin Day. Or
who cares?
Pumpkin Donut Why? Day.
Because National Pumpkin Donut Day is way too specific.
Here's why we have holidays like that. Because boring, lame-ass office workers need something to brighten their fucking miserable lives and chat about with all the fat, pear-shaped sons of bitches they work with on a daily basis.
It's National Appreciate Your Dog Day, so I got him a cupcake.
Hey, happy National Medium Coffee Day. Small was yesterday, remember, and large is tomorrow. Today is medium. TGIF.
It was 2 cents off my venti.
Hey, it's National Cat Hair Sweater Day. There's a lady in Sweden who, you know, cat hair sweaters, guys. National Day. I got to go back to my desk.
All right. See you next day.
See you tomorrow.
My new unit secretary came in with like 3 boxes of Krispy Kreme. And she's like, hey, it's National Pumpkin Donut Day. And I was like, that's a thing? She goes, yeah, do you want one? They're still warm. I do.
There's only one holiday I recognize, and that's National RC Cola Day.
Mm. That's Royal Crown, you knew that Coke wouldn't mix well with your bourbon, so you made your own cola that's awful.
Yeah, that's why. Oh, is that really?
Is that what it's for?
Yeah, I believe so.
Holy shit. Well, because it's owned by Khalil. So does Crown Royal own 7-Up?
I don't know.
You just blew the whole lid off this thing.
Holy shit. This one goes deep, guys.
All the way to the top.
Guys, get me Alex Jones. I need info to war with.
He's a racist.
I don't see how he's going to help.
Listen, I don't know if I believe everything, but what I definitely believe is that they have a bomb that'll turn the freaking frogs gay.
Yep.
What?
He thinks that we can turn frogs gay.
Are we saying frogs like the animal or like a French slur?
Like they drop a bomb on a pond and all the leopard frogs in the municipality are now gay.
Those fiends.
Thank you, Alex Jones, for telling the real truth.
Ugh.
Someone had to be brave enough.
I do love his memes, though. You should totally watch the ones where, like, they have him singing. They have him. I love the one. He sings the DuckTales theme song, but he says chemtrails instead. And it's all to the DuckTales theme song. And he says freaking frogs gay. It's awesome. Let's keep pushing forward, keep pushing onward, like a train going up a hill. Let's move on to a little segment we called Creeping on Craigslist.
I have looked upon the dark corners of the internet. I have seen satanic rituals, bees in jars, and adult infants. I pushed through this jungle and beheld bathtubs of noodles and desecrated train tracks. Still, I moved on, not knowing what horrors I would uncover. The darkest heart of the Congo and the Amazon were paradise compared to this. I'm still here. It won't let me leave. But perhaps the tales I uncover will keep you from making the same mistake. This is Creeping on Craigslist.
Boom. Andy, what do you got for us?
Speaking of eclipse babies.
Ooh.
I got a couple for you. So these are pretty short. Wanted. No, it's not wanted. It's wanted woman who wants to conceive child during totality eclipse in Oregon.
I need a convict.
Are you on the run from the law?
Then there's some sort of psychedelic picture of a guy fucking a lady. Oh. And some animals are looking at them.
Whoa. Some sort of
fractal design above them.
Is it a screen grab from Ace Ventura when he fucks Courtney Cox in front of those animals?
I don't believe so.
It should have been.
I am 40 years of age, Caucasian male from Europe. My heritage is strong and pure.
Oh, God. Also, Trump voter, P.S.
In Europe.
My looks, instincts, knowledge, and strength is 100% pure and 100% lethal.
What? If he's 100% lethal, doesn't that mean this woman is guaranteed to die if she comes?
Yeah, I feel like that's the case.
Maybe it's Steven Seagal.
Wow.
It is Steven Seagal.
P.S. I'm Steven Seagal.
I am looking for a worthy female with strong genes, beauty, and smarts, period, to join me to experience the totality eclipse in Oregon. Exact place not set.
Wink. They'll never find the body if you catch my drift.
It says up in the top corner, Concord/Pleasant Hill.
That's where tell your family to look for your corpse.
Yeah, have the police search start in Concord or Pleasant Hill.
Yeah, if I don't come back.
If we have the chemistry, I would like for us to make love while the eclipse is happening.
But wouldn't it just be easier to, like, go to a bar and find some other crazy person, like, to fuck?
He needs a worthy female with strong genes.
Yeah, he's trying to build the master race.
I feel like they would have to... That's a lot of work to do. To try and figure out if the person you are courting is of the master race, it's going to take, like, some follow-up questions, like a visual inspection. Like, it's not going to be like you meet on the day, because if that
another
doesn't
DNA
work
test.
Out... Yeah, you have to do a 23andMe. That's like 6 to 8 weeks. Yeah.
When totality occurs, we will have simultaneous orgasms and we will conceive a child that will be on the next level of human evolution.
What? How can he promise that?
This child's going to have, like, eyes that are inverted, so, like, the black's going to be on the outside and the white on the inside, and then they're going to be able to see future crimes.
Wow. It's true.
And he can also shoot lasers out of them.
Minority Report with lasers.
And he can look...
Don't wake him up.
He can look at the sun all he wants, but the moon burns his eyes.
Yeah. The sun has to be afraid of him.
Yeah.
He's a reverse vampire.
Yeah. And he has
love
bat
the sun.
Wings.
Can't get enough of it.
He's just Birdman.
Yeah. No, they're membranous wings.
Oh.
We will make love together, with me and my penis directed towards the sun.
Is he referring to it as like a separate entity?
Listen, I'm going to pull out the protractor and angle my penis toward the sun, and you just sort of slide into it.
Look, I checked my penis's schedule, and we both have an opening on this day. It's you, wink.
Everything will be aligned in the local universe, which local? Is my neighborhood.
What, that, you can't have a local what does that mean? This universe?
This is my local you don't just go down to the local universe and get a few drinks?
That's this universe. That's the entire universe.
No, just the local one.
That, what? If I say my local neighborhood, it's still the whole neighborhood. Local universe. Just the local planet. Fuck you.
There are other planets, David.
Yeah, but this is the local one. Okay. All of Earth. I'm there. Catch me.
Yeah, we all are. We're in the local planet.
Catch me, Asa.
let's see here. Both of our cosmic orgasmic energy will be aligned with the planets.
I don't see how he can guarantee that they're both going to come at the same time.
I want to see the science behind all this.
Yeah, show me a chart, idiot.
Stupid.
Show me your cum chart.
You got some sort of diagrams I can see?
I need some graphs before I'm on board.
In a brief moment of ecstasy, we will understand everything. Emphasis and together create a new universe full of love.
P.S. I hope you can come in 8 seconds.
So they call me Ejaculate Dave.
So
DJ Dave.
So my nickname has nothing to do with how fast I am, just the stuff that I'm producing.
Yeah.
Well, it's coming out all the time.
They say, oh man, you see that guy? He can ejaculate. And then after they fuck me and it was only 8 seconds, they're like, hey, that's not, like, that's misleading. That's a misleading nickname. How about 8 Second Dave? Well, he did ejaculate, did he not? Yeah, well, sure. But the 8 seconds is the more important part, right?
Don't blame me. Blame society.
Come on. They call me Ejaculate Dave. I will ejaculate.
Guaranteed.
Can you imagine a guy being proud of that nickname?
No, if I was pre-ejaculate, that would be another thing.
They call me Ejaculate Dave.
They call him Ejaculate Dave.
Let's see here. you
it's
must
a profile
like,
on 60 Minutes.
You must like cats.
Why?
There will be 10 cats present while we do this.
I'm bringing a 3-person meow tent. It's going to be you, me, and my 18 cats.
God. Drugs are okay.
That's just kidding. A general statement.
Drugs are cool. Anyway.
Nitrous oxide while we climax and experience totality and conception is okay with me.
Huh.
But that's just saying he would like you to bring him some free drugs.
No, drugs are okay, man.
Hey,
like, I'm not gonna bring drugs, but if they're there, I'll do them.
Yeah, like if I were writing this out, I'd be like, sandwich is okay. If you want to bring a meatball sub, like, go for it, man. I'll totally eat it.
And I'm sure they're good for cosmic energy for some reason.
You know, light beverages, okay. Sprite, 7-Up, something like that. Bring that too.
All these things are on the okay list.
Yeah, they're okay.
In fact,
wink.
Check my website, totalityeclipseorgasm.com, for the full list.
Check my eclipse registry.
Yeah, you'll find a handy list of the top 101 things I'll need for this eclipse.
Anyway, that was that whole ad.
That is crazy. So, like, not only are you planning on meeting and fucking this person to completion, you're going to impregnate them and tie yourself to this ship after how long? Like, the first meeting?
That's how Professor Xavier was made.
Is that even a little true?
Yeah, sure.
I mean, I'll grant you that his parents probably fucked, but I don't
that
think...
probably happened.
Yeah, I'll give you that. I'll give you that.
It's the next level of human evolution. They're like, oh my god, it's eclipse time.
His that's mom's why his mutant power wasn't immaculate conception.
Yeah, that's why he's bald, because the sun covered up all his hair.
That would be the fucking worst mutant power in the world.
Damn, but I'm pregnant again. Everyone's, for no reason.
Once in a while, I'm pregnant with for no reason.
Yeah.
Pregnant lady running around in blue and yellow spandex.
Yeah.
God damn it, my feet are swollen.
Wolverine and Cyclops, and then there's this big bulging belly, and she's like walking with a cane and holding her gut. And then maybe one of the sentinels can slip on like her water breaking and like blow up.
They call her the Brood.
Get in there, break your water. We need a slippery surface.
Stand in front of us. They won't hit a pregnant woman.
Yeah. Like, she can't go up or down stairs. She can't fly on a plane. It's a great superpower.
Anyway, oh, roller coasters.
Here's our second ad. ISO a pro to enjoy and share the pleasure of debate over the phone.
What?
What's ISO?
ISO a bro to enjoy and share the pleasure of the bait over the phone.
The bait?
I don't know how any plainer you wanted to say it.
As in like the top bait or master, if you will?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's the only bait worth talking about.
This is M for M anywhere.
This ask isn't an election year.
I don't know, Adam. I'd ask a bass fisherman.
Here we go. Straight male and heavy pre-cummer who loves to get slippery and strictly enjoy the bait on the phone with another bro doing the same.
David was not expecting that. You just broke it.
Pre-cummer. You wanna get slippery? Bro, my pre-cum flow's heavy, bro. Heads up, bro. Oh, shit.
Loves to get slippery and strictly enjoy the bait over the phone with another bro doing the same.
Sorry, I can't come over and watch the game. I'm doing the bait.
I'm enjoying that bait. I'm getting slippery over here.
Dude, I got the heavy pre-cum going. It's time to bait.
Not interested in any sexual talk whatsoever.
Well, then what would you be talking about?
The weather. The Cubs.
Only want to talk about the bait itself and be very verbal about it as we express our pleasure and encourage each other on.
I feel like that's sexual talk.
Love to be slippery together with pre-cum and or lube as we work as we slowly work it to the point where we both have to just release and bring out a good nut.
Good nut. That's going to be my talk show about porn. Good nut.
Good nut.
Good night. Good nut.
Jesus Christ. So I'm glad that he will allow lube, though, if other people aren't heavy pre-cummers.
Yeah. I'm not Vesuvius over here.
Whoa, man, my flow's heavy today. Is the moon doing something?
Is that an eclipse?
Oh, no, my flow.
Bro, I'm getting too slippery over here.
Oh, no. I should have done this on an eclipse, bro. You just let the phone disconnects.
Should a giant slug come past here?
Shredding some tasty gnar on that bait.
Let's see. Maybe even keep it going and get a second one.
What? What? So no talk about what you are doing, just talking about the debate, and maybe debate. If you have the energy, squeezing in a second one.
Yeah, we talk about the bait, and then we nut.
I dare any of you, either of you two, to bait while watching the bait with those two faces on the screen.
I'll take truth instead.
Dare.
Definitely interested in ongoing sessions.
There was only three debates, though.
Just one more rep. No,
it's or, the bait.
What?
The masturbate.
But they're not, he's just watching the... Wait, so...
He's not watching a debate. He's talking about the bait.
So, he's... What? So...
Did you really not know what we were talking about this whole time?
I'm not sure.
He wants to masturbate on the phone with you while you talk with him about masturbation.
But... Okay, so that's why I got confused, because he said no sexual talk.
Well, that's... Yeah, that's a very confusing part of this.
Yeah, if you're talking about, like, oh, yeah, hey, guess what my hand's doing? It's running up and down with Johnson right now. Like, I would consider that sex talk.
That was weird.
I mean, obviously, I would phrase it in a different way.
Mm. No, you got to talk as much like this guy as possible.
Yeah, it's, you know, I got five friends running up and down the block if you catch my drift.
Let's see. If any bros could absolutely enjoy it like that, only then. HMU, I imagine that's hit me up. Uh-huh. With her age stats and number to text as a contact. Let's just bait and squirt nut all over ourselves.
Squirt nut. Man. Okay, so this is actually better than I thought. Because when I thought it was the debate, I thought after the presidential debates were over, they'd have to go to like high school debates or like subscribe to like ESPN 7 where it's just like competitive debating.
Just have to keep finding lesser and lesser debates.
Yeah, but like having to like really cut your standards and go to like a spelling bee.
So if you can hit that guy up and you guys can get all slippery.
Listen, but here's the thing. If you want to bait while talking about the debate, that's this guy.
Yeah, call, give David a call and he will watch the presidential debates and also masturbate.
Yeah, I've got the Bush-Gore ones on VHS. I will send you a copy and we can bait simultane. See, I made that word shorter too.
You did it.
Oh, I just love that ad.
I'll bait-taneously. How about that?
Are you real proud of that one?
Mm-hmm.
Probably the best ad we have in a long time, Adam. So
no, I agree. That was a good one. Although now I wish it had been about the debate. Anywho, guys.
Now I feel unfulfilled.
Maybe in 2020 we'll get some of those.
I'm not beating it until 2020. What if that was your thing? You can only jack off 3 times every 4 years.
Like you said, I think you'd have to save some of those on VHS.
Yeah, that's the thing. You have to go back to your classics, like whoever Carter debated or... like the Kennedy-Nixon. I bet that's a popular bait.
Try and find some documents about what they used to debate about back in the 1700s or something.
Roe v. Wade, that's a bait. You know, like those small fish eggs, those are bait. Marshmallows. Marshmallows can be used as bait. Anyway, guys.
What do you catch with marshmallows?
Fish.
I don't believe you.
Haven't you ever gotten like a jar of those small, like sometimes they're yellow and sometimes they're pink little marshmallows?
They're cheesy.
Those aren't just marshmallows. Those are fish
bait. Oh, yeah, they are. Pop a graham cracker on either side with some chocolate, and you got yourself a pink s'more, bitch, and it tastes terrible.
I bet it does.
You can also do the yellow ones. That also tastes bad.
You want a gross s'more?
Pop up a can of stink bait marshmallows, and then you're ruining the camping trip. Bro.
Nobody will be friends with you.
Yeah, you're just handing out gross s'mores, talking about your heavy flow.
Who wants to get slippery on this camping trip?
I bought a slip and slide. It's only 8 inches long, though.
We don't even need a hose.
Just spit on it.
Hose. Oh, my God. All right, guys.
What up, bro? I love these new s'mores you got. Also, I'm a heavy, heavy flow boy.
That's one hell of...
You too?
That we should put... Okay, here's the thing. Somebody needs to write up an article describing exactly that. We're looking for an ultimate bro to go bait in the forest and eat s'mores made out of fish marshmallows.
I mean, I imagine there's already something like that out there, David. I'm not surprised by anything anymore.
I want you to write that up, put it on Craigslist, and then we'll read the responses. If
have
there
it on
are
David's
any.
Desk by morning.
No. Yeah. I want... And then you have to... The in the thing, you have to put the color marshmallow in the subject line that you would eat to know that you're not a spammer or a bot.
Oh, no, I'm looking for some bros to go out on a boat on Pyramid Lake with me and toss our semen into the water just like the water babies of old.
Gross.
Also, at the very bottom, I want 9 asterisks and then put in all caps, not gay, and then put 9 more asterisks.
Nothing sexual.
Thank you. I would love to read that ad. Oh, man. All right, guys. So with all that out of the way, it's, you know, everybody's favorite part of the show, the end. And you know how we like to end it? With a round of staff recommendations.
Nerd.
So I guess it depends on who I ask first. We'll get the recommendation for it.
We're both going to recommend the same thing.
Yeah, so let me guess. Is it it?
It is.
Whoa.
I was going to recommend the thing.
What?
No, it was really good. And like the guy who plays Pennywise was super crazy.
Who plays him? Do I know him?
Skarsgård?
Peter Skarsgård?
Colin Skarsgård? Peter Skarsgård's the old guy from Thor.
Yes.
Colin Skarsgård, something like that? But like he talks in like this higher pitched voice, not like really high pitched, but like almost as though he's trying to sound innocent, but it's just coming off as creepy.
Mm. Yeah, like Tim Curry's gravelly voice, and like when I read or listened to the audiobook, Steven Weber, who read it, also did the same sort of gravelly voice. I don't know if he was playing off the movie, so I don't know if I don't know if I expect that or not. Like, I think I would want him to have that gravelly voice.
He pulls it off very well.
Yeah, it's, yeah. And man, that thing has some chompers.
So when
he
it turns
takes
in,
good care of his teeth.
So does it still like turn into the cosmic, otherworldly being at the end?
No, not but this because one. This is only one half of it. This is only the child part.
Oh. Mm. Yeah, that's the thing, man. That book is fucking crazy long, and all he would have to do to get it to 90 minutes is cut out all the weird sexual shit that
you
all the kids do to each
a bunch of that.
Okay,
yeah,
good.
They did not do the sewer gangbang.
Make it sound like a Ninja Turtles thing.
But
yeah.
They don't do that until the end. Yeah, that was April O'Neil. She showed up like, hey, man, this is my turf.
But there were some good jump scares and some good effects. And like I said, the guy who played Pennywise is just kind of...
How's the pacing? Because I found the first one to be too fast. Like, I feel like everything was a breakneck speed and they were trying to really load it up.
I suppose it did feel like they jumped right from one scary scene to another sometimes, but I didn't mind it. I thought it was all put together very well.
Yeah, since the book is so long, I feel like it would, at least the first one would have benefited from some longer silences and some longer shots, even if it would have made the movie another half an hour longer. I feel like it would have, because it just felt like they were running through to the end being like, oh, we got to get to that alien. Like, we don't care about character development.
Yeah, the alien that looks like a big spider.
Yeah. And I wanted to see, I hope they show the big turtle. That's my hope for the future.
We were looking up stuff about it on the way to get dinner, and Adam's like, what the fuck is this turtle?
Yeah, the turtle is maybe my favorite part.
I didn't know he made an appearance in the book.
Yeah, it reminded me a lot of that old turtle from Neverending Story, kind of like that, except like a cosmic color out of space type deal.
But the kids, they got to play the kids were really good, and the adults were all sufficiently creepy.
All right, so how long was this first one? 2 hours, I bet?
I think so.
Something around that, yeah.
That's not bad. I mean, I'd even sit through like a 2.5 hour movie if it could pull it off.
If they could do it, which I don't think they could.
No way, bro. Would that flow? I don't think so, man. Not going in those waves.
This movie's not slippery enough for me.
So I'm going to recommend, there's a guy, his name is Luke Towin, and he just builds models on YouTube, like little dioramas. And it is fucking delightful.
What a delight.
I've watched him make replica, like, chain-link fences all the way up to, like, these huge, like, river scenes and, like, forests and
Nerd!
Shit. And, like, don't get me wrong. It is maybe the most boring thing you'll ever see
it's going to put me to sleep.
Yeah.
Aside from
cool.
the 8-bit guy, this is the most boring guy I've ever seen. But... it's still amazing to see like the process. It's just nice to like turn your brain off and watch someone do something really complicated. Also, as a secondary aspect of it, it's like having a hobby that you don't have to get shit all over your house for.
Yeah.
Because I just watch him make the thing and I don't have 4.5 square feet of diorama to store somewhere and I have tiny grass all over the place and tiny people. So this is just like, bam, done.
I already stored my 4.5 square feet of diarrhea.
Yeah. That they had a special order of that Tupperware because they were really stingy.
You really want a good seal on that.
Yeah, I mean, you got to burp it and then you set it and forget it.
And that's how we get Jankum.
Yeah, so that was Luke Towin on YouTube. It's called like Boulder Creek Railroad.
Yeah, like
if you want to check that
down
out.
To Boulder Creek Railroad.
So great. And he has an Australian accent, so that may be what also
even
be
better.
Keeping me there for a little bit.
Yeah.
So, Crystal, what do you got?
I guess if you like to watch really depressing movies...
Do I?
I guess you could watch Fault in Our Stars. We watched it the other night because the kid wanted to watch a love movie.
Yeah,
and that's
weird.
The
yeah.
only one we had, and I fucking cried my eyes out. I warned them. I was like, I don't want to watch this. I haven't watched it in 3 years.
It's like,
got it for me. I don't want to watch it.
It is literally the only movie that I own that isn't action or horror.
It's literally the only movie I own that does not have Steven Seagal's face on it.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, it's like Under Siege, Under Siege 2, you know, The Perfect Weapon.
Three copies of, what's that one that you like the most?
I don't know.
Under Siege 3, Siege in the Hood.
Under Siege 2, maybe one of my favorite. But the one where he plays the Native American healer is also a good
that
one.
That is a good one. I like that one.
Also the one where he's the perfect weapon but is never on screen.
Under Siege 4, Search and Seizure.
Or the one where he fights the FBI agent who kills people with Bowie knives instead of guns, because apparently the FBI allows that.
Yep.
Of course.
So yeah, Krista recommends Steven Seagal movies. They're all classic.
Great recommendation.
Definitely see Under Siege 2, because the first one was on a sub, and they bumped it up a notch by putting the second one on a train.
Yep.
They put the submarine on a train?
Yeah. They pulled the
it was
like,
sick.
It picks up immediately after Under Siege 1. They pulled it, they crane it out of the water, they put it on a train, and they put another bomb on it.
Those stupid Americans will never see this coming.
It's a train. Yeah, they are in Russia. Oh, yeah. So if you guys want to get in contact with us, fistfulofpodcasts @gmail.com. We're on Twitter @FFOP Radio. I'm on Instagram @FFOP Radio. Facebook, you can come by and see us. If you have any recommendations, what something you'd like to see us do on the show, we're going to spice things up. You can throw that in email.
Spicy.
Put it on the Facebook.
If you want to get slippery.
If you want to get slippery. You know, give me a rough estimate of your flow in CCs.
God.
Don't do that, please. The one thing they'll do is that.
Pass it by Krista first. She needs to approve.
Yeah.
I've been asking for audience participation for 10 years now, and I'm like,
this'll
oh, whoa.
Be the thing that grabs them.
Yep.
Who knew that, like, our audience really wanted to express their load in CCs to me?
Who knew we had such a slippery audience?
Dude, I have to carry around an Erlenmeyer flask with me to catch it all.
FFOP Radio, home of the slipperiest audience.
Ew.
We get wild. Every row is in the splash zone. Anyway, guys, thanks for listening. And until next week, I'm Shrill Collins.
I'm Krista.
I'm getting slippery.
Ugh. I'm a dancing clown.
Saying, remember, kids, how many CCs you got? See you next week.
And we're out of time.
Fistful of Podcasts Radio.